From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Rescuers have found 12 teenaged boys and their soccer coach who've been trapped in a cave in Thailand for more than a week. VOA correspondent Steve Miller reports.
Chiang Rai Provincial Governor Narong Sok Osanatanakorn said the 13 were in the process of being rescued, but he cautioned that they weren't out of peril yet. Rescue divers had spent much of Monday making preparations for a final push to locate the lost soccer players aged 11 to 16 and their 25-year-old coach. They disappeared when flooding trapped them after entering the Tham Luang Nang Nan Cave on June 23rd. Anmar Mirza, a leading American cave rescue expert, said many challenges remain for the rescuers. He said the primary decision is whether to try to evacuate the boys and their coach or to supply them in place. Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha thanked the international experts and rescuers who helped locate the missing for their tremendous efforts. Steve Miller, VOA News.
A 30-year-old man from Los Angeles, accused of stabbing 9 refugees, including 6 children, at a birthday party in Boise, Idaho, Saturday, has now been charged with murder after the 3-year-old birthday girl died. Timmy Kinner, is jailed without bail. 7 other victims are still being treated, some of them for life-threatening wounds. Police say Kinner was evicted from the apartment complex that housed refugees on Friday because of what police say was his disturbing behavior. They say he returned the next day and stabbed children. The victims are from Ethiopia, Iraq, and Syria. Police say Kinner is not a refugee himself. This is VOA News. A mayor in the Philippines, known for parading suspected drug dealers in public, was shot and killed Monday. Panicked employees of the city of Tanwan, located south of Manila, ran for cover after Mayor Antonio Halili was hit in the chest by a single gunshot as he was leading the workers in an outside ceremony singing the national anthem during a flag raising. The Senate's top Democrat is trying to convince the American public to oppose an anti-abortion Supreme Court nominee. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president says he'll announce his high court pick next Monday, and as he considers candidates, Chuck Schumer's making an unusually direct appeal to voters. Writing in the New York Times, they should pressure senators to oppose any ideological nominee who would oppose abortion rights and be likely to help overturn Roe v. Wade. Republican Susan Collins yesterday said she would vote against a nominee whom she believed would toss out the Roe decision that legalized abortion. Meantime, officials here are setting up a war room for the selection and confirmation process. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A group of lawyers in Uganda are challenging the legality of a controversial social media tax that took effect Sunday. Correspondent Halima Athumani reports for VOA from Kampala.
A group of Ugandan lawyers asked the Constitutional Court Monday to throw out the government's new tax for accessing social media. They argue that it limits freedom of expression and assembly online. The Ugandan government hopes to collect over $400 million annually from the social media tax. However, many Ugandans are using virtual private networks, VPNs, to evade paying the new tax, despite the risk of being prosecuted for tax evasion. Halima Athmani for VOA News, Kampala.
And the top story of the hour, it's good news. 12 teenage soccer players and their adult coach, trapped in a flooded Thailand cave for more than a week, have been found safe. Reporters outside the cave applauded when rescuers said the boys had been found. A team of elite Thai Navy divers announced that they had reached a critical passage in the flooded cave complex earlier Monday. There had been no word from the 12 players aged between 11 and 16 and their 25-year-old coach since they went missing. Experts from the United States, Australia, China, and Britain have all been helping in the search and rescue efforts. They've been among about 1,000 people helping. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.